Over the years that I have been a member of Metropolitan Community Church, no, MCC, I have been a member for 11 years and a pastor for 5 years. I have met and encountered many LGBTQI plus individuals. Dami ko nang nakilalang iba't ibang mga LGBTQ dito sa simbahan at pamayanan ng MCC. I have heard many stories of struggles concerning sexuality and Christian faith, particularly among evangelicals and Pentecostals and other Protestants. I met a young man who was a son of a pastor, anak siya ng isang pastor. And when his father found out that he was gay, he was removed from his ministry in their church. And he was told by his father that he was a rebel and that he was living in sin, and therefore he is not fit or worthy to do ministry in church. Another time, I met someone, may isang pumunta sa MCC, sa Open Table, and eventually she became my friend, an ally. At ang kanyang ikinikonsulta ay yung kanyang girlfriend. No, meron siyang girlfriend or partner na was raised in a very conservative evangelical church. At isang malaking church. It was a mega church. And this girlfriend or partner could not let go of her evangelical church and their indoctrination. This girlfriend could not really make a decision. Hindi siya makapag-decide once and for all whether she will keep her relationship with this friend of mine. Iko-continue niya ba yung kanyang lesbian relationship? Or if she will let go of that relationship and continue being in her church, staying in her church, serving in her church. Hindi siya makapag-decide at ang gulo-gulo niya, and she was in some kind of limbo. And so until such time na yung friend namin sa MCC ay siya na mismo ang nag-decide for them. Nag-decide na siya na maghiwalay na lang sila kung hindi lang din naman maibigay nung girlfriend niya ang kanyang buong-buong sarili dun sa kanilang relasyon. At nahahatak siya into that magulo and very confusing situation of whether they are in relationship or not. And that caused a lot of pain and confusion and tears to them individually and to them as a couple. And yun nga, eventually my friend had to break it up. And I also met recently a young gay man. Kakagraduate lang nitong pandemic at siya ay in his early 20s or mid-20s, a gay man from the Pentecostal church, an unknown Pentecostal church. And similarly, he was also torn between his sexuality at yung nakikinig-kinig naman na siya sa mga progressive theologies, pati sa podcast ng Open Table. So his sexuality and progressive theology, he is torn with that and with his Pentecostal church and the teachings of his Pentecostal church. There was a lot of turmoil, not knowing whether, you know, is he okay? Is he living a life of sin or not? Ang gulo ng kanyang isip. May mga araw na feeling niya okay naman siya. May mga araw naman na nasasaktan siya, naguguluhan siya kasi naniniwala pa rin siya dun sa sinasabi ng kanyang Pentecostal na simbahan. And another time, there's another lesbian who also contacted me asking me theological questions. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Ganun din. May mga araw na kiniklaim niya at naniniwala siyang mahal siya ng Diyos bilang lesbian. But there are other days na bumabalik sa kanya yung lahat ng tinuro sa kanya ng kanyang born-again church. At hindi siya lubos na makakawala dun sa mga ganong kaisipan, mga ganong paniniwala. And there's just so much turmoil. That's the word I can just, you know, use. Turmoil, kaguluhan. At pull and push kind of life. Thinking and feeling na hindi makausad. Hindi makausad. Dahil sa labis na takot at indoctrination. Takot mula sa indoctrination ng kanilang mga simbahan. On top of many other issues and traumas they have experienced. Part din ng hirap sa paglaya mula sa homophobic, transphobic, and conservative teachings and theology is the reality that religiosity and religious membership is intricately part of the life and social circles of many Filipino families. And so, kaya nagkakaroon ng ganung emotional and social difficulties sa marami mga LGBTs. So, yung hirap lumaya mula sa mga bagay at kaisipang mapagkulong para sa mga LGBT is also the painful choice of whether to let go and sever or cut the ties they have with their loved ones. There continues to be a huge amount of suffering, turmoil, and trauma among many young LGBTs despite the growing social awareness about LGBTQ plus lives today compared to 10 to 15, 20, or 30 years ago. There is still so much of this happening. There are still lives that are imprisoned because of such theologies and churches. This is also the reason why Open Table MCC's ministry and community space continues to be relevant and urgently needed up to now here in the Philippines. It also remains an urgent challenge. Isa din siyang hamon para sa amin na nandito sa Open Table MCC to expand the reach of our inclusive at mapagpalayang mensahe. A message that goes all the way back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news of freedom, justice, and radically inclusive love. You know, in this reflection, sa pagmumuning-muning ito, one of the 9 days reflection, I think about the gay boy, isang baklang bata, na nakaupo sa simbahan kasama ang kanyang parents. Or that lesbian pianist or music minister na lesbian who plays praise and worship songs in sa darating na Christmas service. I think about a young trans woman or trans man listening to a transphobic, homophobic machismo na pastor or pari delivering a message that hurts, a message that reinforces intolerance. I think of all the young LGBTQI plus children and young people who continue to suffer even at this very moment, even during Christmas. I think of them. I think of you. If indeed you are one of those, if indeed you are listening and watching this reflection wherever you are, and whenever you are watching this or listening to this, I think of you. And I want to tell you the same message that I have heard 11 years ago from no less than my MCC ninang, si Kuya Mike Mia. Kuya Mike Mia was also a product of the Pentecostal Church, at siya ay lumaya mula sa Pentecostal Church and Pentecostal teachings through MCC. And 11 years ago, when I first came to MCC, he told me this message that I am telling you now. God loves you. Mahal ka ng Diyos. Just the way that you are. Your gender identity. God's love is not dependent on your sexuality or gender identity. God loves you unconditionally. No ifs, no buts. God loves you. Hindi ka kasalanan. At hindi kasalanan ang iyong pagnanais na magmahal. Your sexuality and gender identity are gifts from God. I pray that by some way and by some manner, lumaya ka. Lumaya ka. Hindi man ngayon, pero lumaya ka someday, both literally and spiritually. Lumaya ka mula sa lahat ng mga bagay at mga taong nagkukulong at gumagapos sa iyo at sa iyong buhay. There is a better life for you. There is a better and new faith for you. A better way of having a relationship with the God who loves you unconditionally. Choose to be better. Choose the better life. Choose, piliin mo, choose God's unconditional love over fear. Let us pray. Panginoong Jesus, na naghayag ng kalayaan at pag-asa sa lahat ng mga oppressed at mga marginalized, aking itinataas sa inyo ang mga kapatid kong LGBTQIA+, lalong-lalo na ang mga kabataan at sino man sa kanila na nahihirapan, naguguluhan at nasasaktan. Pag-ingatan niyo sila at bigyan ng iba yung pag-asa. Lead them to the people who will love them and care for them just as they are. Lead them to their family of choice. Tulungan niyo silang maging totoo sa kanilang mga sarili at lumaya sa anumang nagpapahirap sa kanila. In their names, struggles, and silent tears, this I pray. Amen.